And even if we accept the Big Bang Theory, someone had to create that combustion. Because after the bang came about, everything came in order. So order does not come from disorder. You can't get out of your bed in the morning and don't make your bed and come back and your bed is made unless you got a maid. You can't demolish a house and come back and the house came back together unless you got a reconstruction crew. Order doesn't come from disorder. Order comes from an order. An order means a legislation. It means a science. It means a fact. It means a determination. And if man wasn't around when that Big Bang took place, he had nothing to do with that determination or anything after it. Here I would like to mention a few verses of the Quran that address this subject, because the Quran was revealed more than 1400 years ago, a book of 6,626 verses that has been retained and memorized, preserved since the time that it was revealed more than 1,424 years ago. Memorized in the time of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, who received it in his own life, memorized by his companions. And the same Quran is with us today. And among the people sitting here, I'm sure there are 5 or 10 people who have memorized the entire Quran. This is the phenomena. If Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, never left anything else as a proof of his miracle and his prophethood to the world, it would be the Quran. I asked my brother to recite just a few verses and then I'll translate it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
I will only translate 2 or 3 of those verses because this is enough to address this issue that I'm speaking to. This verse says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The Quran says, verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and the day, surely this itself is a sign for those who reflect. Those who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth on their Creator while they are standing, while they are sitting, while they are lying down on their sides, always they are reflecting on the signs of the heavens and the earth. They say, our Lord, our Sustainer, not for any vain, foolish, random purpose have you created all of this. So save us from the chastisement of the fire. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, this verse of the Quran, these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty, has mentioned very clearly to us by first drawing our attention to the creation of ourselves. That's first. The different postures of the human body. And because He's the creator and His throne exists over the heavens and the earth, He comes from His throne down, meaning in terms of knowledge befitting His person. So He first speaks about the creation of the heavens and the earth, something that man cannot construe. Then He says, the alternation of the night and the day, as it appears to us. Then He speaks about the posture of the human being, standing. You know, we're different when we're standing. Our mind is even different. We have a different demeanor when we're standing. Then He says, while they are sitting, and we have a different demeanor when we're sitting. Psychologists will tell you the human being has different postures according to the posture of the body. So when you're standing, you can be arrogant. When you're standing, you can make proclamations. When you're sitting, usually you're receiving, you're listening, you're a little more humble. When you're lying down on your side, either you're sick or you're weak or you're about to sleep. These are the postures of the human psychology. Look how beautiful the verse is. تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The wise people who fear God, they are thinking of Him in all these postures, in all conditions. And they say, O God, surely, not for any vain or random or foolish purpose have you created all of this. Save me from myself. Save me from my vanity. Save me from my foolishness. Save me from my rebellion. Save me from my disbelief. Save me from the chastisement of the fire. Dear brothers and sisters, certainly there is a creator. And certainly that creator deserves to be acknowledged. And certainly that creator deserves to be obeyed. And definitely that creator has no associates or comparisons. For instance, we have to ask ourselves a further question. When you see a bridge, a building, an automobile, you automatically consider the person or the company that designed it. You would never think, when you look at these new cars, this new technology, you would never think that it created itself or it just happened to be there. Let's take something a little more simple. If you were walking out in the outback, that's what you call it here, isn't it? If you were walking in the outback, we call it the desert in America, and you saw a watch, a very expensive watch, maybe like the watch that I'm wearing here, like not expensive but intricate, a world time, 3 or 4 different alarms on it. If you saw a watch laying down on the ground, would you think to yourself that it was always there? No. You would think someone left it there because you know that it is not part of the natural landscape. It's not part of that environment. It has been designed by someone and lost by someone, wouldn't you? This is just a watch. It's not really that intricate. It's not like the human eye. It's not like the sun. It's not like the earth with its different ecosystems. It's not like that. So how could you think that this watch had a designer, but this universe doesn't have a designer? It just came about. When you see a nuclear plant, an orbiting space station, and by the way, unfortunately, the orbiting space station that you can look up at the sky and see, it might be there and it might fall out of orbit any time. Because America and the Soviet Union, they don't have the money They have the money to fight a war, but they don't have the money to support the space program any longer. So the $56 billion that has been spent on the space station, maybe it's over with. When you see a nuclear plant or an orbiting space station, a super international airport, you have to be thoroughly impressed with the engineering dynamics that are involved. Yet, these are just things that are manufactured by human beings. Then what about the human body with its massive and intricate control systems? Think about it. Think about the brain, how it thinks, how it functions, how it analyzes, how it stores information, retrieves information, distinguishes light, and categorizes information in a millionth of a second, and how it does that constantly. Think about the brain for a moment. Think about those mobile phones for a moment. I would ask you to be courteous enough to cut your mobile phone off. Your wife, if she's not here, she won't mind. Your husband, if he's not here, he won't mind. Your office, they won't mind. So just cut it off or put it on another mode. That's courtesy. Now we're talking about the brain that made the automobile, the rocket ships, the boats, and so on. Think about the brain and who made that. Think about the heart, how it pumps throughout the body, throughout the life of the person. The heart pumps continuously. I mean, it starts at the inception when the child is inside the womb. The heart is already pumping. And from that time until death, this heart is pumping without the will of the person whose chest it is in. The heart, taking in and discharging blood throughout the body and maintaining that steady precision throughout the life of that person. Think about it. Think about the kidneys. What kind of function do they carry? The purifying instrument of the body that performs hundreds of chemical analyses simultaneously and controls the level of toxicity in the body. And it does this automatically. Think about your eyes, the human camera that adjusts, focuses, interrupts, evaluates, applies color automatically, the natural reception and adjustment to light and distance, automatic. Think about it. Who created that? Who designed the eye? With all the technology, there's no replacement for the human eye. Even they have not been able to create a robot that is able to mimic the blink of the eye. If they made a robot to blink and imitate the blink of the human eye, it would throw the robot out of sync because he couldn't keep the synchronization going like the eye does. Just something simple like that. Who created that? Who mastered that? Who planned that? And who regulates that? Human beings themselves? What's your answer? Of course not. What about this universe? Think about this. The Earth is one planet in our solar system, and our solar system is one of the systems in the Milky Way. The example I gave you previously. Who created that? Who designed that? Who maintains that perpetually until it continues to expand? And according to one scientific theory, what is it? That the universe is expanding as we are living. And one day it will expand until it will implode. Implode means it will explode from the inside, not from the outside, but cave in. Now this is a theory. We don't know. But we do know it is expanding. Yet, for all intents and purposes, it's not affecting the organization that we see. Who designed that? Who controls that? Is it man himself? Of course not. Man just stumbled on the theory yesterday. Certainly there's a creator. And that creator deserves